The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was on November the 29th, 1864, that U.S. Army troops led by Colonel John Shivington attacked and killed at least 400 Cheyenne and Arapaho Indians at Sand Creek, Colorado, after they already had surrendered. It was on that date in 1890 that the first imperial diet was opened in Japan, consisting of a House of Peers and a House of Representatives. And on that date in 1929, American explorer Richard Byrd and Brent Balkin completed the first airplane flight to the South Pole. It's the birthday of Little Women author Louisa May Alcott in 1832. She died in 1888 and was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's also the birthday of Nellie Taylor Ross in 1876. She died in 1977 and was born in St. Joseph, Missouri. She became the first female governor, finishing her husband's term as governor of Wyoming after his death. She was elected governor in 1924, but lost the 1927 election. She also served as vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee, was named director of the U.S. Mint by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1933. It's the birthday of the Hollywood director Busby Berkeley in 1895. He died in 1976 and was born in Los Angeles as William Berkeley Enos. After serving in World War I as an entertainment officer, he changed his name and began his show business career. Best known for his lavish musicals including 42nd Street, Gold Diggers of 1933, Babes in Arms, Strike Up the Band, and Girl Crazy. Finally, on the 29th of November, it's the birthday of the British author C.S. Lewis in 1898. He died in 1963 and was born in Belfast, Ireland as Clive Staples Lewis. He wrote books on Christian teachings, including The Pilgrim's Regress, The Problem of Pain, Miracles, and The Screwtape Letters. It was on the 1st of December, 1640. A nationalist revolution in Portugal led to independence from Spain as the Spanish garrisons were driven out of Portugal. And in 1822, Dom Pedro, founder of the Brazilian Empire, was crowned as the first emperor of Brazil. Iceland was granted independence by the Danish Parliament on December the 1st, 1918, and on December the 1st, 1919, Lady Nancy Astor became the first woman in the British House of Commons. It was the 1st of December, 1925, that the Locarno Treaties were signed by France, Belgium, and Germany, guaranteeing peace and frontiers in Europe. Terms of the treaty were guaranteed by Britain and Italy. And on that date in 1942, the Beveridge Report was published in Britain, envisioning the welfare state, including insurance for the entire population. It was the 1st of December, 1988, that Benazir Bhutto was nominated to become Prime Minister of Pakistan. She was the first woman to govern a Muslim nation. And on that date in 1989, Mikhail Gorbachev became the first Soviet leader to visit the Vatican and meet the Pope, thus ending 72 years of Soviet atheist policy. It was in 1990 on the 1st of December that Britain was joined to mainland Europe for the first time since the Ice Ages, as engineers digging a railway tunnel under the English Channel broke through the last dividing rock. And it was in 1994 that the head of the UN Commission on Rwanda estimated 500,000 deaths had resulted from genocide. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This 1960s political activist from Worcester, Mass., was born this week in 1936. Think about it for a couple of moments, and I'll give you another clue. It was on December the 2nd, 1804, that Napoleon Bonaparte was crowned Emperor of France by Pope Pius VII in Paris. And on the same date in 1805, Napoleon defeated Russia and Austria at the Battle of Austerlitz. And on that same date in 1852, the Second Empire was proclaimed in France with Napoleon III as Emperor. It was on December the 2nd, 1823, that President James Monroe introduced his Monroe Doctrine during his annual message to Congress prohibiting any further colonization of the American continent by European powers, stating that we should consider any attempt on the part to extend their system to any portion of the hemisphere as dangerous to our peace and safety. Was on that date in 1859 that abolitionist leader John Brown was executed for treason at Charlestown, West Virginia, following his raid on the U.S. arsenal at Harper's Ferry. And in 1942, physicists led by Enrico Fermi carried out the world's first successful nuclear chain reaction at the University of Chicago. On that same date in 1954, the U.S. Senate condemned Senator Joseph McCarthy for misconduct following his ruthless investigations of thousands of suspected communists. Also on that date, in 1971, the United Arab Emirates was formed, consisting of seven Arab kingdoms on the eastern coast of the Arabian Peninsula. They included the former trucial states of Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Sharjah, Ajman, Al Quwain, and Fujairah. And on December the 2nd, 1979, electors in Iran voted overwhelmingly in favor of a new constitution granting absolute power to Ayatollah Khomeini. Was on that date in 1982 that the first permanent artificial heart was implanted in 61-year-old Barney C. Clark by Dr. William DeVries of the University of Utah Medical Center in Salt Lake City. Clark, who was near death at the time of the operation, survived 112 days after the implantation. It's the birthday of the French painter Georges Seurat in 1859. He died in 1891 and was born in Paris. He was a leader of the neo-impressionist movement of the late 19th century. And on December the 3rd, 1931, British dominions gained complete legislative independence as the Statute of Westminster gave equal status to the dominions of Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Ireland, and Newfoundland. It was on the 3rd of December, 1962, that Edith Sampson was sworn in as the first African-American female judge after she was elected associate judge of the Municipal Court in Chicago. Also on that date in 1967, the first successful heart transplant was performed by Dr. Christian Bernard at Cape Town, South Africa, on Louis Washkansky, who lived for 18 days. It was on the 3rd of December, 1984, that a deadly gas leak of methyl isocyanate at a Union Carbide plant in Bhopal, India, killed at least 3,000 persons and injured more than 200,000. It's the birthday of the American portrait painter Charles Stuart in 1755. He was born at Narragansett, Rhode Island, and died in 1828. He's best known for his portraits of George Washington, James Madison, James Monroe, and Thomas Jefferson. It's also the birthday of the Polish novelist Joseph Conrad in 1857. He died in 1924 and was born in the Ukraine as Joseph Teodor Conrad Korozowski. Although he could speak no English at age 20, he went on to become an outstanding novelist, best known for his tales of seafaring life, including Heart of Darkness and Lord Jim. It was on the 4th of December, 1791, that The Observer, now the oldest Sunday newspaper in the world, was first published in England. And in 1829, the British abolished the practice of suttee in India, in which females traditionally burn themselves to death on their husband's funeral pyre. It was on December the 4th, 1991, that the last American hostage held in Lebanon was released. Journalist Terry Anderson of the Associated Press had been kidnapped on March the 16th, 1985, and held for 2,454 days by Islamic Jihad Holy War captors. He was one of 15 Americans held hostage for periods ranging from 2 months to over 6 years. Three of the hostages, William Buckley, Peter Kilburn, and Lieutenant Colonel William Higgins, were killed during their captivity. The others were released one or two at a time. It's the birthday of the Scottish essayist and historian Thomas Carlyle in 1795. He died in 1881 and was born in the village of Ecclefechan, Scotland. He wrote a 3-volume history of the French Revolution. Other works included Heroes and Hero Worship, Life and Letters of Oliver Cromwell, and Frederick the Great. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This 1960s political activist from Worcester, Mass., was born this week in 1936. He leaped to fame as a member of the Chicago Seven. Hang in there for a couple moments if you don't know. I'll give you the answer in just a moment. It was on December the 5th, 1492, that Haiti was discovered by Christopher Columbus. And in 1791, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died a pauper at the age of 35 in Vienna, Austria. He had become seriously ill in the fall and rapidly declined, leading to speculation that he had been poisoned, although this was later proven false. During his brief life, he created over 600 musical compositions and is considered one of the finest musical composers who ever lived. It was on the 5th of December, 1933, that the 18th Amendment, the Prohibition Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, was repealed. For nearly 14 years, since January the 29th, 1920, it had outlawed the manufacture, transportation, and sale of alcoholic beverages in the United States. It was on that date in 1955, in Alabama, the Montgomery bus boycott began in response to the arrest of Rosa Parks for refusing to give up her seat on a municipal bus to a white man. Organized by the African-American community, the boycott lasted until December 20th, 1956, when a U.S. Supreme Court ruling integrated the public transportation system. Also on that date, in 1955, the AFL-CIO was founded after two separate labor organizations, the American Federation of Labor and the Congress of Industrial Organizations, joined together after 20 years of rivalry, thus becoming the leading advocate for trade unions in the United States. It's the birthday of Martin Van Buren in 1782. He died in 1862. The 8th U.S. president was born in Kinderhook, New York. He was the first president who was born a citizen of the United States. And he served from March 4, 1837 to March 3, 1841. It's the birthday of George Armstrong Custer, who was born in New Rumley, Harrison County, Ohio. He graduated from West Point at the bottom of his class in 1861, then became a dashing member of the cavalry in the Civil War and fought at Bull Run. He was appointed Brigadier General and served gallantly at Gettysburg and in the Virginia campaigns. After the war, he took part in the Western Expedition against the Sioux Indians, and in June of 1867, Custer and over 200 of his soldiers from the U.S. 7th Cavalry were killed by Sioux warriors at Little Big Horn in Montana. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This 1960s political activist from Worcester, Mass. Was born this week in 1936. He leaped to fame as a member of the Chicago 7. Well, it's the birthday of the 60s political activist, Abbie Hoffman, in 1936. He died in 1989 and was born in Worcester, Mass. He leaped to fame as a member of the Chicago 7, a group of young radicals accused of conspiring to disrupt the 1968 Democratic National Convention. I'll leave you today with this quote from Napoleon Hill. If you're not learning while you're earning, you're cheating yourself out of the better portion of your compensation. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.